With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. This is our big deal this week. Summer concerts and a trip to Vegas. That's the grand prize this week. All week long, we have tickets to different shows in the Bay, like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, Zac Brown Band, Lady Gaga. What tickets are we giving away
Tuesday,
this time around?
Tuesday, Imagine Dragons.
Oh, ooh. And that's the band you'll see in Vegas if you win the grand prize, too. So be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win tickets to see Imagine Dragons, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize of a trip for two to Vegas to see them live in Vegas. Call now.
That same number is where we get texts. We love to hear from you guys, that 800-400-3697. Before I get to those, so... You and Burr Biggs?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling him? That's what the texters are calling him
Burr
anyway.
Biggs. Yeah.
He was talking about how couples aren't doing it anymore because of Trump.
Yeah.
I'm actually reading, it looks like Donald Trump might end up causing the breakup of Journey. Have you been seeing this story?
I have. They're in such a huge fight. It sounds like there's other things at play here, but that political differences are... Because they're very publicly saying these things about each other.
But three guys in the band went to the White House and took pictures with Trump. And Neil Schon's like, I not only was I not invited, which I wouldn't have gone, but I don't want any of you to go and take pictures with any sitting president. I guess he apparently said we don't go do that. We're not political.
Right. I can't think of the keyboard player's name, but isn't he the
Jonathan
one that
Cain.
He's got the biggest fight with him.
His wife
is
Trump's, what do they call it? Spiritual advisor.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
His wife is big in the, it's not Catholic. It must be Christian church
Florida. What they said.
Remember that interview we did? Or we didn't really interview him.
We were just backstage with them,
talking to him before their big show. Yeah. God, who was with us? Was
that Alan? Alan, of course, Alan Rosen was there. Yeah.
But he was talking about how he met this woman and he was in a bad relationship and he ended up realizing, I have to leave my wife. And he ended up going right back for that lady. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked and I didn't bother with torturing the guy because
you're not even out of your last marriage
and he's already like in pursuit of this other chick and married her right after.
Yeah.
Right into the next one. I just was like, that sounds like you make good decisions. Coming from
Killer
me,
dude.
Of all the people, too.
Right, king.
I'm the worst at decisions, and wow. Sounds like you're one of my people.
We should hang out.
415, I love Vinny's laugh. He sounds like Ricky Ricardo.
Right?
He does
Sarah
sound like Ricky Ricardo.
Right. William is next on the throne.
I think
that's not right.
Right.
And I know my people, okay?
Oh, that's right. You're English. Oh, there it is. Vinny, back in his sitcom days.
Yep. We just talked about this yesterday, Vinny.
Who's we?
The three of us. We were saying, you got to get the Ricky Ricardo laugh.
I've been asking Bryn forever to get the Ricky Ricardo laugh. So. He got it, and you do sound like Ricky Ricardo.
707, Oregon for the eclipse is touch and go because of the Canadian fires. There's supposed to be 1 million people converging on Albany.
Oh.
Mm. Albany, Oregon.
Funny, and that's a good place to see it, but then there's these fires?
Yes.
I don't smoke in the air?
I don't know how that's going to affect, but to think that 1 million people are headed for Albany.
Is it tiny? Where is it exactly?
Let me think. Albany should be north of Eugene, I want to say. But it's not a big town.
Right.
A lot of
but
the towns.
But it's a primo place to see it.
I guess.
Let's see. 11th largest city in the state of Oregon, located in the Willamette Valley.
Willamette Valley.
Willamette Valley.
Yeah. I don't know, but to think a million people are traveling just, and that's just one location. I guess
there's
this
a swath
is
a across the country,
big
apparently.
Event for people. They want to be there. The eclipse line is in my hometown, Casper, Wyoming. The whole tiny town is going to be double in size. They're supposed to get 36,000 people.
That's tiny compared to what they're getting in Oregon.
Carly Simon's song was about David Geffen.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. People were saying that.
Who bought, somebody bought in an auction, some charity auction.
Bought her whispering in the ear.
Right. Telling who and, it was
but
about.
But they couldn't reveal,
they couldn't reveal
right?
it.
Yeah.
But they could know.
I would like to know that for sure.
Yeah.
Lots you of would? Specula- mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. It's been going on for years. Since
the
70s
when
yeah.
she wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
you
that
would
about?
Like to know. Mm-hmm. If you had unlimited dough, you'd be like,
sure.
let's do that.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as the money goes to a good cause, uh-huh. let's do it.
There's yep. a lot of things you could do with unlimited dough.
It's, why not that one?
Why not?
Yes, Sarah, the meteor's starting August 12th.
I know, I'm so excited. Did you say it was Perseid? Perseid?
Perseid?
Someone... it's not Perseid. Id. Yeah. Someone had texted in...
Oh my God,
it.
My name is Una.
Oh.
It's a cute name, Una.
I can't wait. We'll be on the beach in Malibu. Leo Carrillo State Park, Pacific Highway for the... Mm. Dude, it's so weird.
For the total
for
eclipse?
The, yeah, for the eclipse.
Funny. I camped at Leo Carrillo. That's funny.
Yo, you posted the wrong secret show yesterday.
Oh, we did?
No, I didn't.
Out.
No.
Got
your,
one of those texts.
In your face,
just
punk.
Just one.
Just one.
Why did they think it was the wrong one? Because there were no bleeps?
Because they probably had problems maybe. Uploading.
Oh. Because there were no bleeps.
That's not the secret show.
Just
I can understand
one,
all
right?
of it.
Do we have the one?
Or did you just cut that section out so you wouldn't have any bleeps?
No, I bleeped it.
Oh,
I
you
listened
did?
Back
oh.
to it. It was more than a tiny bit of the word. It was the whole word.
Oh, it was?
It was the
oh,
whole
Vinny.
Word. Yeah.
Oh, Vinny.
Shame on you.
Well, it's hard. We're down there. We just let it loose a little bit more.
I know, but I think the bleeps are annoying.
Did you use a different tone for the bleep?
Yeah, I did.
Any feedback on the new tone for the bleep?
Any feedback, Yuzi?
No, nothing.
No.
I like our secret show. I just think it damages the product when we
right.
put
a zillion bleeps in it.
It just makes it hard to listen through.
Right.
I'd
so
hate
we're
to think
trying
of someone
be...
who actually likes our show and wants to hear us going, I can't do it. I
yeah.
can't. And like throwing the headphones off because they just feel like I can't listen through the bleeps.
Right. The bleeps are stabbing me in the eyeballs.
David, you're listening.
So do you want to hear the difference between the bleeps
help
here?
Us.
So we were playing this before, right?
Oh,
right?
boy.
And then now it's this.
So that's
better?
A little better.
A
that's
little
what you asked
lower.
For, a little lower, right?
I just want some singing.
Can't
or
you just do this?
You can't do
yeah,
any
can't you
singing.
Put a little fart?
I
oh, yeah. Can
yeah,
you put a little
do
fart
farts.
Noise?
Yeah, do this.
Let's
just,
not do that.
Just one fart.
No.
How about the cracking of a top of a bottle?
Well, Hooman said to do dog barking or something like that.
No.
And you said no, do the lower frequency bleeps.
Right. Well, we'll see how they go over. Actually... It's not going to matter. We're not doing bleeps anymore.
All right,
exactly.
Man.
We're trying to not. We're being creative as we talk around things.
The
right,
Carly's, the Carly Simon song is actually about Hooman. Says 415.
You're oh. so vain.
So
wow,
vain.
What a brilliant text. Thank you, Carly.
804. Husband was in a frat in college, and we were over group dances.
Oh,
does that happen in frat houses a lot? I guess then.
No idea.
All right. Well, I guess that is what Animal House is about, right?
Yeah.
Frats.
Yeah.
And that's where the shot goes on, right? Mm-hmm.
I can never get the movements down on the Macarena.
It's so easy.
Just as I start to get it, the song's over.
I'm a wedding coordinator, and Shout is my all-time favorite wedding song. Always gets everyone on the dance floor.
Yep, it's true. Wedding
coordinator. When we got married, the only group dance we had was Shout.
I said, I want you to know right now.
To me, baby.
Better than I've been to myself. Everybody does get up for it. It's true. If you haven't danced all the yeah, all right. They got Shout on. Let's go.
It's so fun.
It is fun. Many a rented tux has been ruined during Shout.
925. That was exactly how I saw Get Out. Knew nothing about it. Was chosen by a friend. Saw at the Alamo Theater and came in not knowing anything and was blown away. Super surprised by all. Yeah. Totally recommend not watching the trailer before the movie, if possible at this point.
That's one thing I like about like Netflix and stuff. You can press play on anything because you just paid a subscription.
Right.
And you give it a shot.
Sure.
You go, let's give this 5 minutes.
I get the point that Mike Birbiglia was making, but I do think when you have only a certain amount of dough and you're looking at your options, you might want to have some idea what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
You don't have to, you know, spoil everything, but a little bit.
You can't help.
Help me out over here. What am I getting into? A love story? No, thanks. Especially if the guy doesn't get the girl, then I'm out. That's
you need
just,
that to
I
happen.
Gotta have them end up together or I am not watching that. Yuck.
You must have hated La La Land, huh?
I told you I hated that.
Yeah.
I told you I hated that right after I came back in, that it was a great movie, but the ending was awful.
Like the ending. I know, I wish
I already
they
told
were
you
together
that.
Too. But it was supposed to be...
That's garbage. That's
how
utter
it goes
crap.
Down in La La
I yelled
La
at my TV. That's crap.
She wound up with my guy, Tom Everett Scott.
Who?
Yeah, you're spoiling the whole dang thing.
Really? It's been out for a year.
I swear I've said that's crap. This better have some kind of... Words? Don't show words!
What movie was it again?
La La,
La, La,
Land.
La Land.
Oh, ugh.
Oh.
I didn't even see it, but I don't want to see it.
Oh, it's charming. It's adorable.
Yeah, so
too
good.
Much singing.
Ugh. It's all singing.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Try it, Yuzi. You might like
I don't want to, Bryn.
Embrace that.
Burr Biggs. Oh, I already read that guy. Burr Biggs is a great dude and a hilarious comedian.
We're all going to go, I think, not this weekend, but next.
You are.
Yeah, next the 19th. Saturday.
Yeah. You want to go?
You want to go?
Oh, no, thank you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Mm. I can put you down for 2 tickets.
No, it's okay.
Mm. It'll be fun. All of us together.
Thanks for the shout out. Yes, Meyer Sound is the best sound. We are local and support local arts program. I'm the quality director and can attest to the high quality sound of Meyer Sound speakers.
Oh, we'll be
nice.
Enjoying that on the 11th.
19th.
Whatever day you guys tell me.
The 19th.
I'll be there.
Can you ask Mike about the character who doesn't show up for the SNL interview? I thought that was an interesting plot turn. Does he know people who couldn't handle the pressure?
Oh. Well, yeah, he's gone now, so we're...
I think that's probably a common theme among a lot of people, though, is you see someone who could be, but couldn't hold it together to do the job for whatever reason. You see it in sports, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. They flame out. Can't do it.
Oh, what does Sarah wish she knew was on Netflix?
Oh, what's it called again?
Don't Think Twice.
Don't Think Twice. It's the Mike Birbiglia movie. I saw it. You showed me a trailer for it or a little clip of it a year or so ago when it was coming out, and I just thought, oh, that's right up my alley. Looks fascinating.
I pleaded with everyone to see it. Yeah. Pleaded, begged,
well,
borrowed.
It's on Netflix. If you've subscribed to Netflix, you've already got it. It's at your house. You can watch it. Don't Think Twice.
All 99% right. on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's still? Pretty amazing.
Yeah. 140 critics reviewed it. Only one gave it a bad review. I asked him about the Washington Post review. He said the guy was trying to bait him and actually kept tweeting at him saying, I'm the only one that gave you a bad review. Anything you want to say to me?
Oh. Just looking for attention. You just want attention.
There's so many bad movie critics out there.
I agree.
I totally agree with that.
Oh, boy, you just
be
set
here
up,
for the movie review at 9:15 on Thursday.
You just set this texter up. There are two flaws with my favorite morning show. One, Hooman. Two, Sarah protecting Hooman. Ugh. What will it take him to go away? He's got to hit the big
he's
time.
He's not going away.
He's not going anywhere.
So you're saying he'll never hit the big time?
Even if he does, he'd stay here, right, Hooman? Lord it over all of us. Hooman. Through thick and thin, baby.
That's the truth.
That's it.
The truth.
My
the truth.
18-year anniversary is coming up.
Oh, my God. Really? When is it?
August 25th. What's the date today?
The 8th.
Yeah.
Woo!
How exciting.
Very exciting.
This is ridiculous, but it's why we love you guys. Like one big family, our family, arguing and talking over each other about something stupid and insignificant.
What was it?
It was the meeting from yesterday.
Oh, God. We all loved it. I don't know what the argument was about. We just said
the argument was that I saved seats for you guys and you sat across the dang building from me.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
You bastards.
You sat all by yourself and like hiding on the side.
That's not
shrunk
true.
Down behind
I was
Liz
with
Saint
a bunch
John.
Of our sales, our fantastic sales
Chance.
People.
Chance.
Yeah.
Chance the salesman.
Yeah. He's a new guy. Really nice guy. Fast. He told me some of his running speeds and I was like, Jesus, man. Because he was a track star in college. Wow. How is Vinny surprised that you guys don't have more secret shows? You've barely done any over the past year plus. I could have sworn we had 1,500 secret shows.
Yeah, Hooman forgot a zero. So he said 1,200 is actually 12,000.
Oh. Well, there you go, everybody. Messed up.
Vinny, I've had that thought too. I have really hoped that my grandma and any angels can't see me now.
Yeah, don't
glad
worry,
I know I'm
can't.
Not the only one.
You're all alone.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to know certain things you do when you're by yourself, right. And especially when you're going through puberty. I didn't want to do that to the melon. I was just too curious. I had to see.
What would it be like? I need to know. I need to know. If you think you're going to leave, then you better say so. I need to know.
Did Vinny order the Tata towel on Amazon along with the size chart you have to read? No, I didn't. I actually tried and couldn't find it on Amazon. I had to go to the Tata towel website to get Uzette's top for the UZ Reviewsy for our listeners who expect to see that soon enough.
All right. Well, they said that they were sold out. It was on back order like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear the towel during the review?
Yeah, you got to. I told you, there's got to be video of you,
you
jumping
don't have
on the
to
bed,
review it.
Please.
Running
Sarah,
down the stairs.
Don't be peer pressured.
Sarah,
we'll see,
jumping
I'm
rope.
Test it out. I mean, if it just doesn't work, then I can't
jump up
wear
and down
something.
On a bed.
I'm not going to jump up and down.
Sarah, don't. I can see the wheels
we'll
turning in your head.
Yeah, Sarah,
we'll
don't
see. I won't
any,
do anything
Sarah,
that's going to embarrass myself.
Why not?
I do that every day on the radio is why. I don't need to do it on my reviews.
707 says, I bought a car this past weekend from a guy named, I won't mention it. He said he was the guy who originally hired Sarah and Vinny at KLLC. He reminded me of one of those, and this goes on. The guy who hired us originally was Steve DiNardo.
Yeah.
And he most definitely is not selling cars right now. So whoever that was that you spoke with, and I actually know... Who that is.
I know a guy that used to work here that does sell cars.
That
and says he hired us? That's funny.
Wow.
Let's go down there. Talk to him.
Which
why? What would confronting him do?
Nothing. We'd just smile, bring him like a pie or something.
No, there's
thanks
no point.
For hiring
in the
us.
Face.
Oh my God. Thanks. I'm dying laughing. Vinny DiUzzi. You have a gun? I thought you were a knife family. LMAO. That got my funny bone. Thanks for that gem at 5:45. I went to see a live taping of the show Mom in February of last year, and Chris Pratt was beaming for his wife from the sidelines the whole time. He's either a really good actor or those were happier times. Actors know that cameras are on them. It may have also been happier times, but he's not a dummy. He's not going to sit there and frown.
Right.
You made me come here and watch you. I'm going to make you regret it.
I'm sorry that they're
I'm
going to
frown
up.
Through the whole thing.
Makes me sad. They seem like a cute couple.
The weird I was just reading, you know, during we play a couple songs. I was just reading this article that it's so interesting that it's come out that maybe Jennifer Lawrence was responsible. That started on texts from people who were just fans of this couple
right.
And just started speculating on social media that it's got to be her.
Because they did a movie together 2 years ago.
Yeah, and even they even showed some of the tweets where it started, and it was like, I don't know why, but I feel like Jennifer Lawrence must be behind this.
Oh.
That's where that crap started.
That's how stuff starts now. That's it. I mean...
Doesn't take much.
It really doesn't. A couple retweets, a couple paraphrases. Next thing you know, TMZ's all over it. And even just the fact that they investigate whether or not it's true makes it that gives the story that many more legs.
Remember in the meeting yesterday how much more trouble you could get in with Twitter than anything else?
Yeah, just Twitter is the downfall of
I was
American
like,
society.
Thank God none of us tweet. Thank God none of us tweet. Hallelujah. Oh, it's the worst.
Well, it just doesn't seem like anything good ever comes of it.
Never.
Good morning. I'm up early to listen to my favorite morning show live from Sacramento. Today is my last day of work for a while since I am having rotator cuff repair tomorrow on my dominant arm. Wish me luck. I will be listening when I am off work. Off from work. HYGL.
Oh, good luck with the surgery.
Dominant arm means that he's got to do all the important stuff with the other arm for so long. Mm. That's your butt. So. That's your... You know, that's eating, that's
sure,
all the stuff.
Yeah,
he's going to have a dirty butt for months.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe he'll get one of those bronze swashes. What are those things called? Your toilet that squirts you in the butt?
Oh.
Bidets?
No, not, but no, there's what's it called? It's like right on your actual toilet seat.
No, is it bronze? No, what was it called?
It is, it's like a bidet that you just attach to your toilet seat and it squirts you and makes you all clean as a whistle.
The last Hamilton show was this past Saturday, and I was lucky enough to be there. So it's over, everyone. Mm. Hamilton.
Brondell.
The Brondell swash. Do you still have that?
No.
Oh,
do you?
No. I never had it.
Oh.
707. This is a stupid idea. Fighting discrimination with discrimination? Yeah, I'll take my money elsewhere. Bye, Felicia.
Bitch, yeah, bye. Follow.
Australia restaurant that's actually advertising. We charge more for men.
Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, why not? I mean...
Yeah, you know, we're talking about it. It needs to be talked about. It's ridiculous that a woman would make more for doing the same amount of work or same job.
They make less.
What did I say? Make more?
Make more. Yeah.
It's ridiculous how much more money women make. God.
Edit that, Bryn.
Yeah, switch that around for me. In post. Hey.
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 They're saying there's some other CBS-owned video game podcast, and they speak freely with no bleeps. Why not The Secret Show? Well, they even mentioned it yesterday, that we bleep it because we don't say those words on CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know anything about it. We do what we're told.
We do what we're told.
Oh, here's the map. I'll hand you the map. There's a map out there to tell you the path of the eclipse. So the best places in the United States to go. As it seems, people are traveling for the two-minute show that is darkness.
Well, people like to travel.
I got an idea for you. Close your eyes. Give me $50.
If you say it's something to see when it's fully covered, that the corona is just amazing, blah, blah, blah.
All right, squint your eyes. Give me $50.
And they're saying, the news was saying this morning, watch out if you're going to buy those glasses.
Yeah.
Watch out for imposters.
Oh. Yeah, they need to be a certain kind of polarization or something.
Right.
I saw them at Lowe's.
You did?
There's just a whole shelf of them. Oh. Check out this.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, it's just getting ready for it. And it has a date on it, too.
Dang. Oh, funny.
A big poster.
All right, it's a big deal. It's official.
Oh, don't forget to buy lottery tickets tonight, you guys.
Yeah, did you get my text?
I did.
What is that? What is this now? We're buying for both?
Yeah, mass. What is it?
But
Mega
only
Millions.
I should have got the total today. Only a total of $20. So
no,
you want
$10
buy
for each.
10 megas.
5 megas.
No, 10 megas and 5 Powerballs.
Say 10 bucks each, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of them is $2.
I think it's Powerball is $2.
All right.
So it's Mega.
I'm not sure.
I think it's the other way around.
So 10 for Mega and 10 for Powerball?
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody text those later today.
All right.
All right.
The end. We'll be back in a minute. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Binny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Mike Birbiglia for coming by. He is in Berkeley at the Berkeley Rep, the Pete's Theater at the Berkeley Rep,
right,
through the 27th of August. So, and even been extended an extra week.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a bunch of shows. We're all going to go and check him out.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
BerkeleyRep.org for tickets.
Right.
And I guess every ticket comes with a free drink.
Well, that's what he says in the ad. Is that,
oh, does he
is
say that?
That true?
It is true. That's what the
Must
website
be, right?
says.
They serve drinks to 400 people in that place?
I guess.
I don't
maybe
see.
Maybe it's at the, maybe sometimes they have a bar set up out front in a theater,
uh-huh.
and then you can have your drink there. And...
they said you could do get your drink before the show or after the show.
Oh.
Because there's no intermission.
Right. It's just he goes.
So they really are going to give you a drink. Mm-hmm. You've checked.
Well, I went on their website.
Well, don't worry, drinks. We're coming. We're going to one of those shows.
We're all
going to
be there.
Right. We need to make sure that mm-hmm. we get our... Hey, and his movie called Don't Think Twice is on Netflix. It has 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hooman raved about that movie last year for a month straight. Mm-hmm. And
you ignored him the whole time.
I did. I know. I'm such a jerk. I wish I'd watched it.
Well, he's easy to ignore.
It's true. He starts to drone on about something.
What? You're still talking?
Right.
Right, Ben?
What are you guys reviewing this week, Bryn?
Just let him roll,
oh,
dude.
I'm not reviewing it. It's, he has a guest in. Who's the guest this week for the movie review?
No. That's
this Thursday?
No, next Thursday he has the comedian I was talking about.
Oh.
But this week it's just you and him.
No.
He has a guest this week.
Yeah, he has a guest this week. I'm watching a movie this week for a review next week.
Really?
Who are you doing the movie? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone.
Oh my gosh.
Surprise.
Already left.
Well, you know, one foot out the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Liam Maclem.
Yes.
Oh,
Liam Maclem. We're giving him a second shot. Maybe he'll show up.
Oh, that's right. He totally didn't show up last time.
Yeah.
But we did get a nice basket of English treats from him.
That's true. So if he doesn't show up this time, we'll get something better. Maybe.
Yeah. Better and better. Let's move the review to tomorrow.
I should totally joke him and call him tomorrow. Dude,
like,
where are you?
Oh my God. No,
I'm going to do it.
You have to. All right. Hey, have a great night and we'll see you on hump day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.